Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
Arms out to your mum's house. 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 Arms out to your mum's house.
Lion.
Eh, hey, on dit quoi, hein?
Ouais, jusque-ci, ouais. Tout va bien, jusque-ci, hey, tout va bien.
Le vache.
What up,
what up, and both wearing hats on episode 55.
Yeah, I might take mine off halfway through, I don't know, man, but yo, it's all love, man. Episode 55 of Arms House to Your Mother's House.
And there's only 5 minutes left on my washing machine.
Yeah, Theme decides to record while his washing machine is going off. It's all good.
Sorry about that.
No, don't be silly, man, it's all good, man.
But that's all part of the Arms House.
Yeah, I think people like the loosey-goosey feel, you know what I mean? This is an impression of Theme during the Harry Love episode when me and him were chatting about producing shit and sampling. You like that? Yeah, exactly like that. I love that episode though, man. I really enjoyed that, man. That was a lot of fun to to catch
it was good
with him, and
I enjoyed it, man.
Yeah, and just to give him props, man, because that guy's done so many dope beats, man. You know what I mean? And
everything.
He's a don.
Everything.
Yeah.
Way more beats than we went through on that. Way more songs, than we went through on that.
And also, like, he mixed a lot of tunes as well, and he, like, mastered a lot of tunes. He did cuts on a lot of big tunes. You know what I mean? We didn't even.
And he was there!
Yeah,
he was all the places, man. It's like Harry Love. You're like, shit, son, Harry Love.
Yeah, definitely one of our
been there since early.
Like, when it comes to hip hop, he's, you know, for the UK, he's held it down strong, man. So everyone, go follow him and support anything he releases. I know he's releasing a few things soon, so you know, definitely show some love. We got a couple of big guests in the works, guys. I don't want to say nothing. I don't want to jinx nothing, but we've reached out to a few. You thought Scheme was cool, yeah? I mean, and it was fucking cool, but yo, we got some cool shit on the way, boy. no doubt, man.
Could you imagine if that came off, bruv? That would be. Could you imagine how I would be?
Bruv. Well, you know how I will be. The questions we can... Anyway, let's not go, you know, because we can't reveal it yet. Like I said, we don't want to say, because it's not, you know... The thing is, guys, like we, you know, we wing this a lot, man. And it's not winging it like, oh, yeah, fucking, what can we do? No, we got plans. It's just a lot of these times you got to catch these people at the right time and just be ready to jump on it when it happens. And you reach out to people. You don't know if they're going to ignore you or if they're just going to go, yeah, go for it. And then you're like, oh, shit. So we just kind of opportunists, as it were, you know what I mean?
Opportunists. That could bring me on to the Ten Arms Commandments. I might have a little rant though first, yeah?
Yeah, go.
Fuck's sake, yeah? Jeez. Hockey, bruv. Hockey, yeah. Fucking does my nut in, yeah?
It's the right way.
For so many different reasons, bruv. Who the fuck wants to go and play hockey, bruv?
Theme.
Yeah, there's 11 people on each team, yeah? Yeah. 11 aside, yeah? You're trying to fucking get the ball, yeah? In the net, there's a goalie, bruv, you know what I mean? There's 11 people on each team. Bruv, why aren't you playing football, bruv? What the fuck, yeah? Is making you leave your yard on an 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock? These people are taking all the parking, bruv. All the parking at 5-a-side footers, bruv. They're taking all the parking at my gym because there's fucking hockey pitches near it. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
They are fucking me off. Yeah.
What, they use 5-a-side pitches for hockey?
Who the fuck? I don't know what... No, it's 11-a-side game, right, bro. Okay, it's exactly like football.
All right, okay, yeah.
But you have to bend over like some flagrant batty man and hurting your back as well. Do you know what I mean? Running with the stick on the floor. What the fuck are you doing, bro? You people, yeah, are the people, yeah, who don't get picked for the football team, bruv, and you have to go and do that. Nobody cares about hockey, bruv. It should be if you fucking footballers park there first and then the hockey dicks, they can't get in. But they're taking the whole fucking thing, bruv, because you couldn't get picked. So you have to go and play fucking hockey.
I tell you what, women's hockey is dope. I remember we used to go
Nobody gives a fuck about hockey.
No, no,
there's no dope hockey.
No, there isn't. There isn't. I couldn't.
Maybe ice hockey or something.
I think in Canada it's big. I mean, I wouldn't know, man. I never
NHL and shit, but
yeah.
Come on.
I like the fight.
Playing on the grass.
In the ice hockey. But yeah, men's hockey, I couldn't give a flying.
Men's hockey, bruv. Bending over with men's hockey, bruv. Yeah, you're holding sticks. Yeah. They're quite like big sticks. You can't lash anyone with them. So you have to have it on the floor.
They have to be below, below head height, I think it is, or else it's a
trying
penalty.
To pass it around
yeah.
to score a little scoring opportunity to get it past the keeper in 11 aside. I'm like, bruv.
Yeah.
I can imagine the kind of dickheads that play this game, bruv. Yeah. You never see them. Fucking cunts.
I've never met one. I've never met a hockey player. But like I said, back in school days, we used to go watch the girls play hockey because all the fit girls played hockey for some reason. I don't know why, but they love playing hockey. So I was a perv. Fucking what can cunts. I say? I'm just kidding. But yo, you know what? To all you hockey man them out there. Bitch. Can I play a tune? Can I start? Or do you want to go into the 10 arms?
The 10 arms commandments.
Yo.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
It's the Arms House
Commandments. The Arms House
Commandments. Yeah, I don't know. You brought this up the other day, theme. What were you saying? Like,
so we should have the Arms House Commandments, which is like basically the commandments of the podcast, the ancient scriptures of the pod,
The rules.
Which can never be broken.
Yeah.
And that's the rules of the pod.
And you got 10 of them, or are we freestyling it?
I've got loads of them, bro, but we can freestyle in them first, yeah.
All right, well, hit me. Come on, rule number one.
Rule number one. Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bro?
Standard. Definitely. Yellow BRs, I mean, yo. Actually, someone left a comment saying, like, you know, because British Rail isn't a thing anymore because of Richard Branson.
Yeah.
And there's no yellow ones either. But fuck those yellow BRs, motherfucker. Yeah.
Do you think I need to go and paint those yellow BRs, though, Phil?
Yeah. We got to get Zombie. We got to record him saying that, man. And use that.
Man, I've asked him that. I've told him so many times. He never does it.
Just get until you leave a voice note. That's it. But anyway, whatever.
I've even done it on that. I said, bruv, just do the little voice note.
It's all good.
I kind of like it though, R1.
Yeah, yeah, no. The way you say it is killer. Yeah, you know, I'm happy. all right, rule number two. Let me think of something.
If you put baccy in your zoot, bruv, you don't even bun.
If you put what?
If you put baccy in your zoot.
Nah.
You don't even bun, bruv. That should be the foundation rule, bruv.
I only smoke nice hashish. I can't. I have to.
All right. Arms House batters all other podcasts. That's rule number two.
Okay, rule number two.
No, wait.
Arms House batters. Okay, that's rule number two.
But Arms House batters all other podcasts.
I like the backy one, but just when it comes to like leaf, you know what I mean? Leafy greens. No, doesn't count for hash. But I'm down.
Hashish.
You got, I'm an Arab brother, man. You know what I mean?
You're smoking your hashish.
I'm a tropical brother.
But
I like the squidgy black.
But
you know what I mean?
You can't really blaze that on its J's.
Exactly. But that's all I smoke, man. You know what I mean? I just picked up now, actually, as it goes. Some good stuff.
Do you get some Red Seal or some squidgy black?
You know what? I've stopped even asking him what it is because he gives me a bullshit. I go, as long as it's squidgy and it's strong and it smells good, I'm cool. You know what I mean? I'm not that picky, man.
Do you remember? It was Gold Seal,
yeah.
Red Seal, and Pox.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck Pox. Yeah, allow
Do you remember Pox? Yeah, do you remember? People used to smoke Pox,
I smoked so much of that shit. I found like bits of tire in it once. I found bits of cling film inside the Pox. Actually, like, I had to pick it out.
Bare times.
And like, I swear someone...
Bare times there's cling film in the hash.
Disgusting. Disgusting shit, man. And like, I swear half of it... It was literally, if you got like one of those machines that tells you what's in it, it would have been like maybe 2% weed. You know what I mean? The rest would have just been nasty
really
shit.
Really dusty when you come with it in that zoo. Like really fucking dusty.
But when the Gold Seal and that stuff started coming out, that was decent. You
no,
know
my
mean?
Man's got Gold Seal, bruv. My man's got Red Seal and Gold Seal, bruv. Like everyone would go there. Squidgy black, bruv.
Okay, so we've got two rules. No one, Armed House batters everything. All right, cool.
I just fucking, that reminded me of a story that really happened to me about when you're talking about nine bars.
Yeah, go on.
But the raid, I swear the washing machine's about to kick off.
It's all right.
4 minutes. That's the longest minute of all time.
Just let
it. It's been 10 minutes, 18 seconds.
It's all right.
Now it's really starting. Listen.
I mean, what? Should we just wait?
But anyway, should we crack? I don't know. Is it I can't hear it.
Yeah, I can't.
How bad is it?
I can't hear it either. Whatever you can hear now, I can hear as well. Nah. I can't hear it. But anyway, your mic is way too loud anyway. You need to turn it down. I was going to tell you earlier when you were kicking off about hockey, man. You're peeking all over the place, man. Bring it down, man. Just a tad. Ladies and gentlemen, trying to mix this, because a podcast, man, is a nightmare with theme.
Theme.
I love it, though. I love it.
Yeah. One day, yeah. And when I used to work under Hammersmith Arches, yeah. That was so dope, that job. Where I learned to ride that motorbike, yeah, down there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I used to go there. Me and this geezer who I worked with was just blaze all day. Yeah, all day. That was it. It was basically the job. And I used to go around and pick him up in the morning, like 7, 7.30 or whatever it was, every day, yeah? And then we'd go on to, like, to Hammersmith. One day, I go around there. Nothing's happened. We go around there, knock on the door. Like, yo, where you at? You come in, and he opens the door. Feds open the door, yeah? And they're like, oh, yeah, thingy's not coming to work today. And I'm like, fucking help. You know what I mean? It's like it's Bill opening the door, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thingy's not coming to work today. Do tell your boss that if we need him to speak to him, we might be coming. We'll call him in. And I'm like, oh, shit. You know what I mean? And they shut the door. So I drive to work. And I have to tell the boss, yeah, the feds could be coming round, yeah, basically. And I've been there for like 6 months, yeah. And this geezer, who runs the company, is like quite posh.
Yeah.
And the geezer who's the, I've been, my mate.
Manager.
I can't say his name.
Yeah.
My mate, yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, he's the geezer with the old bill around his house and I opened the door.
Mm.
And he got me the job as well. He got me the job as well. And the boss is scared of him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Scared of him, but he's scared of his dad. It's like an actual, you know what I mean? Scared of his family.
All right, so these are proper Arms House dudes.
Proper Arms House, yeah.
Yeah.
And I have to go to work and say, oh, hello, yeah, basically, yeah. They're like, where's Thingy, isn't it? Of course, because it's two of us.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Together. We used to smash the job even though we were lean, yeah.
Yeah.
I said, basically, there's old Bill. I had to tell them the truth. Old Bill, he's not coming in. They're like, oh, fucking. The geezer's like, oh, fucking up. You know, fucking up. But he was buying weed off this geezer as well as, you know what I mean? The boss was buying weed off this geezer. So he's like, and I'm like, fucking, what do you want to do? You know what I mean? And it was his own business, yeah?
Yeah.
I get a call, yeah? And it turns out they haven't nicked him.
Ah.
The nicking's not for him, yeah? It was for, they were looking for his dad. And his dad's not there, yeah?
Uh-huh.
So they've left a warrant at the house, yeah.
Mm.
And his dad's off on like some. He used to do like different, you know what I mean, things. And then we knew when he was going to come back to the house. It wasn't like for a day or whatever.
Yeah.
And they weren't nicking him, my friend, or his brother. They had a brother at the house as well, and the missus. Everyone got nicked. everyone got nicked. Yeah, I remember Jesus. Everyone got nicked. Both of their birds got nicked.
Right, what did his dad do?
I can't say.
Oh, okay.
But then they were all nicked, yeah, and I got a phone call. I can't remember, to be honest, who it was from. But I got a phone call saying that they haven't been nicked. There's a warrant for their dad. I can't say his name, either, their dad. So basically, thing, it hasn't been nicked. So you've got a little opportunity, yeah, to go back to the house, yeah.
Yeah.
And go in the attic and there's a feds have raided the house, yeah, and they haven't found this thing. Like everyone knows they haven't found this thing, yeah.
Okay.
And I'm like, yeah, and I'm not like a really good mate. Like I know the house inside out.
Mm.
And he's like, so if you go in the yard, yeah, and go up in the attic and get these things and come out and rare, and I had to go through the window and rare, do you know what I mean, through the back window.
Oh, shit.
Fucking beat. This house has been raided this day.
Yeah. And you did, so you did it.
Yeah, and it's been raided this day, and I'm like, fucking hell, you know what I mean? You go in the attic, you have to pull, it's one of them things, you have to pull down like a long metal ladder that comes out of the flap of the attic, so you're like bringing it down.
Yeah.
They've raided the house that day.
Yeah.
That fucking day, it's that is the hot. Hottest house it's in the hot. Area.
Yeah.
On fire! It's on fire! I have to go in the house!
Yeah.
You're in the house, yeah? On the off chance, yeah? Do you remember I told you it was, do you remember the thing you lived there was like a big alleyway?
Yeah.
Down there, it was near, there. It was in this estate in there, yeah? So I knew if I had a lot, like, I just had a bike waiting in the alleyway.
Mm.
And I nicked a scooter, yeah, from the street. I nicked a scooter from this guy who used to nick scooters in the same area. Big up to him, yeah. And I just got the scooter and left it running in the alleyway.
Okay.
And went in, like, fucking running out. They got the thing, you know what I mean? Didn't think of anything. Didn't bring a bag with me, anything. You know what I mean? But nobody said anything. I was like, oh, fucking hell. It was quite a lot of things to put them all in. I take this back.
Jesus.
I was pranging out, bro. Pranging out. Because now suddenly it occurs to me, you're like, yo, what the fuck? If I get nicked with this,
it's all over.
The hottest thing.
Yeah.
The hottest thing. Oh, how did you know where it was? Where we didn't. How did you get in the house? Who the fuck are you? Who phoned you? But obviously, like, you're in a lot of shit for even holding this kind of shit on the street.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, fuck it, hell. And I managed to do it. I managed to get the thing, escape out the house, put all the ladder back, all red, duck around the back. No neighbors saw me. No anyone saw me. Got on the scooter. Dust.
Yeah.
Dumped the scooter where, I can't say where, and then just got a bit, but my bicycle, gone. Stashed it.
Yeah. So you did him a fucking solid favor.
The dad.
You done him a massive favor, man. Jeez.
And every time me and my mate had an argument, yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, you don't even think of what I did for you, man. Yeah. Like, that wasn't for me, that was for my dad, bro. Wait. And there's nothing I could say. And I was like, fucking hell, it's true. You know what I mean? Because he wasn't nicked.
Yeah.
Oh man, it was funny as fuck.
That's crazy, man. Yo, you see, Theme is a solid dude, man. Yo, if I ever need you, man.
Could you imagine how much my life could have been different, bro?
Yeah, of course. There's so many instances like that. There's so many instances I can think of in my life. Yo, if it just gone that little bit more different, my life would have completely changed.
If I knew my kids were doing that, I would beat the fuck out. What the fuck are you doing? Yeah?
That's crazy.
We're doing it as a favor.
Isn't it?
Man.
So, yo, number four. Rule number four, the almshouse commandments. What's going on?
Don't chuck it.
End of story. Don't chuck Bosh. It.
So wait, what was number one? Toys get smoked. No. Number one was yellow BRs.
Don't paint no yellow BRs. Or no one gives a shit about your yellow BR. Or whatever. Number two.
No. No one gives a fuck about your yellow BRs.
Bro. Yeah, that's it.
Number two. What was number two? Almshouse batters all podcasts.
Batters everything, man. Straight up and down.
Almshouse batters everything. Yeah.
Number three, it's don't put tobacco in your leafy weed zoots.
That's now dog shit because it's all too long with leafy weeds.
Yeah, and also I love my tobacco. I'm a fucking proper full-on smoker, man. Jesus Christ.
If you don't listen to Almshouse, yeah, you don't even exist.
Now, if it's not London, you don't exist. Even because you've said that several times, man.
I've never said that before, but yeah, I do say that, bro.
Okay, cool.
I fucking do say that, bro.
All right.
Apart from the few exceptions.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No. Uh-huh. Big up scheme.
So what was that? Wait. That, I've only written up to number three.
Now you had one. You told me about the other. You told me earlier. You said if you ask to be a guest on Almshouse. You're never going to get on an Almshouse.
Bridget!
That's my favorite
Bridget!
One.
But if you ask to get on Almshouse, yeah?
Yeah.
No. If you ask to come on Almshouse.
Yeah.
You're never coming on Almshouse.
Never. I'll bring Almshouse
to your mom's house! Bitch. What did I just say? If you are, if you, no, if you, what? If you ask or if you...
If you ask.
If you ask to come on...
As a guest. Podcast. Yeah, if you try to... If you ask us to be a guest, you're not going to be a guest, ever. You know what I mean? Yeah, all right, write that down.
I've only written the first two. I don't know what order they're in. Toys Get Smoked is one of the...
Okay, that's number three then. Instead of the tobacco thing, put Toys Get Smoked. Then number four, if you ask to be a guest, you won't ever be a guest. Number three, if you go on another podcast before coming on our one, then that's it. You can never go on our podcast.
That's a good one.
Although we might break that rule a couple of times, but still. You know what I mean? Shout out.
House Batters All Podcasts.
Shout out.
Maybe we should just have five. We'll just have five.
No, I can think of
but the people listening, if you can think of a good almshouse commandment,
yeah,
I could do with a little bit of help.
Let us know in the comments, man. What should the almshouse commandments be? We still need another five. I reckon no biting allowed.
No biting allowed.
You know what I mean? Write that down. That's number six. No biting allowed. And that's either biting us or we don't bite other people as well, of course.
You know what I mean?
Another one theme. Number seven. We don't want to hear any complaints about whether we didn't review your graph nicely or whether, you know me, I don't know. We just don't want to hear no complaints.
Yeah, but that's called no retreat, no surrender. That's what that rule is.
We don't mind constructive criticism, but we don't want any complaining, all right?
No complaining. Retreat, no surrender.
Yeah. But yo, party people listening, man, if you got any more to add, leave them in the comments below. Yeah.
Big up Doubter. Big up Doubter.
Salute Doubter and his phone, man. You know what? No, let me tell you what. I want to show you this message. I just want to show you this message you sent me. Because he hooked us up the other day.
He doesn't have emojis.
Yeah. He said thumbs up, like typed out. He wrote thumbs up. Fire emoji, strong arm emoji, and then in brackets, I don't have emojis, so I typed them out. I cracked up when I heard that. And then I sent him a laughy face emoji. Then I realized he can't receive emojis.
He doesn't get emojis.
So I think
he would get like two dots and a line. I think you get something.
Oh, maybe. Okay, cool. But that was hilarious, man, with his burner phone. Now, big up Doubter. He hooked us up. We went Jazz Cafe the other day. We saw the Fly Hoolie. And Verb T, Sammy B side, salute them.
Big up the Fly Hoolie bringing his daughter. Imagine, but that'd be sick.
Yeah.
Taking Alex and Leo to a thing.
Yeah.
And then watch you get on stage, murking for a little while, and then just bowl off.
Yeah, man, one day.
Fucking hell, Dad. You actually do know that this.
Yeah. Now, me and Theme, we're going to be
look. I said to her, your dad's Tonk, bruv. He's standing there fucking getting Tonka, bruv. I swear to God.
Oh, yeah, and Doc Brown was there. Jazz Kahina was there. Salute all them lot, man. A couple heads.
Jazzy Jazz.
Oh, yeah, Kurt Cataract was there as well. And who else was there?
Menace Mendoza.
There we go. And a couple other heads. A few people showing love for the podcast as well. Salute to you, man.
Yeah, I sent you the video. I knew you weren't going to use the video of me sending you the you getting a reach on the thing. Yeah, because I'm standing there going, did you use it?
Yeah, it's up on the Insta. Well, I don't think it's there anymore, but I posted it. Yeah, man.
Oh, I never saw that.
In the stories, man. Yeah. Yeah, Theme,
I'm in there going, Amber is a batty man or something like that.
Yeah. It was funny. You were like, if he gets nicked, I'm going to piss myself.
Yeah.
That's funny. But yeah, salute them lot, man. Yo, let me play a tune. All right. This is a tune. It's called Less Than Zero by Edo G and the Bulldogs.
Ooh. I've got my hat on.
Love the sample, man.
Yeah,
and use the future.
Look out the window and I see a mother by herself and no man picking the cans because he needs help with the rent. The social security wasn't sent, but that's just a dent in the ghetto when it's evident. But it all goes on with babies being born addicted to crack, and that's whack, and it's a fact that the cops don't care. about a brother when you need him, they ain't there. But when you don't need him, that's when they wanna harass you, check you and ask you, do you have a gun? But every black man doesn't carry a gun or sell jumps. But you will never learn, cause you're dumb to the blacks. And all the Puerto Ricans, no que pasa with 5-0. When you see them, you hope they don't mess with you. Yeah, I know you're tired of them testing you. You don't protect us, you just suspect us of any crime that's committed. Even if I wasn't with it, I got a problem, it's done. I takes care of my own before I call 911. It's not that I wanna play the hero, but the cops don't care when you're less than zero. Now when I walk in the berry, my mother always worried, his brother's getting shot like corn when it's popped by the cops on the blocks with the rocks in their mouth, not their socks, cause then they get caught. It's an everyday thing though, with mothers that are single, mothers on crack, mothers breaking their back when they work, and at the same time somebody's getting jerked, cause when you hit him, he kept all your work, so now he gotta get shot when he get caught, cause like a pot, you're steaming while he's somewhere beaming all your loot up, he gotta get the boot up his ass, cause you don't play with another brother's cash. Once upon a time in America, like Robert De Niro, when you're less than zero.
That's from 1993. Edo G, love a bit of Edo G, man. Here's a photo of me and Edo G outside Jazz Cafe a couple years ago. Yeah, with El De Sensei and my man El Presidente. Anyway, Theme, I got a little story, man. Have you ever been citizen arrested? You know, you know what a citizen arrest is, yeah?
Yeah, when, it doesn't really exist.
It does. Well, yeah, exactly.
People try and do it.
Well, let me tell you of a time when someone tried to do it to me, man. It's funny. Again, this was back in the day, yeah, a long time ago. I must have been maybe 18 or something. Yeah, I was in my rowdy phase, yeah, when I was just mad rowdy, rowing everybody. I was walking through
old school Maddie.
Now I'm, you know, I'm chill.
There
now,
used to be rumors about Maddie.
Yeah,
what
boy.
He would do. There used to be rumors about how bad he was.
So check this out. Well, no, I was never a bad man.
You get caught slipping.
So, yo, it was late one night, must have been a Friday night or something. I was with a group of mates. We were walking down the street. I think we were down by either Elan Common or just coming into Acton, maybe on the Uxbridge Road. And I'm just walking down the street like that. Yeah, must have been a little bit tipsy. Well, maybe more than a bit tipsy, a bit drunk. Bopping street as we did when we were youths, yeah. And I look across the road and I see these like a group of like three or four bods. Yeah. They look like bods. Yeah.
Instantly getting sparks.
These bods. Well, yo. So one of them was just looking at me from across the road, just like staring at me while he was walking. We were walking in the same direction, but he was across the other side of the street. And I'm just
you're in all sparkling and gold Versace and shit, rolling down to like Nike TN wearing, like, yeah. What?
Exactly. So I'm looking at him now, yeah. No one else has noticed these guys, yeah. But I'm just looking at this guy. Looking at this guy. We're walking. I look away, then I look back, and he's still staring at me. And I'm like, do I know this guy? Who the fuck? You see what you're doing right now, Theme? You're opening your arms out like that, yeah. That's the move that was done, yeah. So of course, standard procedure. I stop walking. Turned to face him, arms outstretched like that with my chest puffed out, and I went, what are you looking at? And the dude was just didn't say nothing, just kept staring at me and walking like that, yeah. He was wearing like a fucking, you know, one of those like a jackets with a big fucking like wooden things that you clasp it together. Yeah, like, you know, those bod jackets, man. Anyway, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I know what you mean.
You know them ones, man. I can't remember what they're called. And I'm like, what are you fucking looking at? And he was just staring at me. And I was like, all right, like that, yeah. And I just ran across the road and I just started, you know, we got into a little scuffle, Yeah.
Spot the skeezer. Yeah. The skeezer's a bot. He can't even be stepping to me.
I don't think I even punched him straight away. I just grabbed him by the lapels and I was like, what are you fucking looking at? And the guy wouldn't say nothing. He was just staring at me like that. Yeah. And I was like, what the fuck are you looking at that? Yeah. And I think I might have then hit him once like that. Yeah. And then he like dragged me down to the floor with him. Yeah. And so we're on the floor now and I'm just trying to give him a couple more digs. And then next thing I know, I feel like two hands grab me on my shoulders and pull me off this guy. And then I turn around and look at him, and it's this dude with a long beard and a tweed jacket on, yeah? And he goes, "Halt! Citizens arrest!" Just like that, shouting at the top of his lungs, yeah? "Halt! Citizens arrest!" And I was like, oh, shit. Because in the flurry of what happened, I thought, yo, this dude's undercover police or something. He's, like, arresting me. Yeah? I was like, oh, shit. I was like, you what? Like that, yeah? And he was like, citizens arrest again. And I was like, oh, all right. And I just bopped back across the road, joined my mates and just walked off. But yeah, it was funny, man. Citizens arrest, motherfucker.
Citizens arrest.
You get. I'll bring arms out to your mom's
house. The arms house.
You had a tune to play as well, man, because we're going to get into some graph critique in a minute, man. But Shall we listen? Which tune of yours do you want to hear? You gave me two.
C major tune.
C major, man. I didn't realize who it was until, because I haven't heard that name in a while, man. But he was a battle rapper as well. And this tune, man, it's dope. It's called The Homie.
Yeah, you not heard it before?
I think I did. Because, again, I think I saw him battle and he was promoting that song. And so I clicked onto that tune. Yeah, and I was so, like, oh, yeah. It's all right, you know.
That's what I thought when I listened to it. Yeah. Like, oh, and it came up on the old Shuffle and Ting.
Okay.
So I said, oh, yeah, let me remember that tune there.
So C major, as in C-E-E major, The Homies. It's a dope chorus. Yeah. I like the hook.
Yeah, that's the hit. That's it. That's the bit that I like a lot.
And dude can spit, though.
Yeah.
I hit the gym with the brothers, then I hit the mashup with the hackies. It's all the same blood, one big happy family. Them over there, they talk about me. Guaranteed they will never get at me. I'm on the field, they in a commentary box. They talk that game, but they can't match me. But let's let the facts speak, I don't need those views. But they recognize me when we roll through. I'm a bait face in this, I just hit Westfield if I want an ego boost. You man are sitting and wishing your team's weak. I'm just the illest, I'm spitting this TB. Let's be real, you don't have a chance. I'm on the east side in pole position like Adrian. You wanna talk battle bars? You wanna roll deep, boy, must not know me. You can get put in a box in front of the net like a goalie, boy. Same brothers I grew with then, same brothers I'm grown with now. Same brothers I turn up and turn up with, that's the homies, they hold me down. They hold me, that's the homies, they hold me down. They never held me back, nah, that's the homies, they hold me down. They hold me, homie, that's the homies, they hold me down. They never held me back, nah, that's the homies, they hold me down. I've been up in it since 08. Putting in legwork, but now that step's over. Oh, late, I had bars then, but now I'm back with them. But now I'm bigger than I was, so they act different. I just catch the beat and they catch feelings. Little man acting funny, Cat Williams. Sitting and bitching, but that's them. I'm in the kitchen getting busy with my cracked eggs. Selling dreams, so I'm part of the problem. But how'd I be a shorter than a crackhead? You man, I better stand still, still. I'm with a man, then whipping it to stand still. My white boys made that Hovis, and my Turks don't make that flatbread. Still on the rise, though, boy, ain't made a stack yet. What you lay down, that's dead. You should lay down and act dead. Same brothers I grew with then, same brothers I'm grown with now. Same brothers I turn up and turn up with, that's the homies, they hold me down. They hold me, that's the homies, they hold me down. They never held me back, nah, that's the homies, they hold me down. They hold me, homie, that's the homies, they hold me down.
They never hold me back.
Not they the homie, the homie, yeah. Don't.
Yeah, that's a big tune. Big up C major for that. But that came out a while ago.
That's a nice tune, man.
I'm going to have to check out some of this.
That's a nice tune.
Yeah. I remember him battling, though, yeah? And I always thought he was dope at lyrics. But his frame, he was this really skinny white dude with a mad lisp. Yeah, like he'd talk with a mad lisp. Obviously, no disrespect to C major, but I'm going to cut.
But there was something about it. There was still something about
it. He was really good. His lyrics were dope. So that held him down.
He was dope as well. But he had He was standing firm, standing ground with his...
with his chat.
A kind of back chat, a sort of persona he was given as well. Do you know what I mean? He wasn't backing down when he rapped. He was still like spitting
people's
faces. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
But I mean like the aggressive nature. Like, because he obviously, you know... Well, not
yeah,
obviously.
It was jokes. It was mad jokes. And when he first came out, it was like, you saw that there was some video. Like, it weren't SBTV. It was another one.
Yeah.
And he was like in his school uniform or something, kicked back against the wall, just spitting. And it went a bit viral.
Okay.
And people say, yo... kick and spit, but he was even younger then. He was like in school, like with a little like ginger tash, you know? Like a rude boy, you know what I mean? But yeah. It was fucking, he went in on that verse.
Yeah. And ultimately, I don't care what you look like. If the lyrics are dope and the music is good, then it's good. But I'm just saying from a battle perspective, obviously, you know, anyway, whatever. It doesn't matter. All good. Salute C Major, man.
Big tune.
I've got a rant theme. I just thought of it now, man.
Tell them again, son, rude boy.
Bruv.
No retreat, no surrender.
Nothing pisses me off, yeah? Like, when I'm at a fast food restaurant, yeah? And all the fast food restaurants, yeah? I'm not going to mention any of them. You all know the big ones, yeah? All of them. Yeah, but occasionally I'll go eat in there and I'll buy a meal, yeah? And then I want a sauce and you're charging me extra for a fucking sauce, man. I'm
for
sorry.
Like this, blah.
No, I'm being serious, man. That really fucking winds me up. Because every time when I'm like, I get my meal, I pay for the meal, you know, drinking a chips and a burger or whatever it might be. And then I'm like, yeah, can I get a sweet and sour sauce or whatever? Or sweet chili sauce. Obviously, okay, McD's, they give you free sauces. That's the only reason why I allow McD's, yeah. But everywhere else, for some fucking reason, they're like, yeah, 30p for a sauce, 40p for a sauce. I'm like, I just bought a fucking meal.
The sauce
comes free with a fucking meal, man.
Yeah.
And every time I kick off.
They charge you in the restaurant, bruv. They charge you in the fucking restaurant.
Bruv, I kick off.
You go Franco Manco for the kids for a pizza. Do you want any sauce? I was like, yeah, I want beer sauce. I want like this sauce, that sauce. It was like £8 of sauce, bruv.
That's the minimum they can fucking do. I'm sorry, man. Like, as a customer, man, I get wound up. And you know what? I kick off every time, and every time they go, okay, here you go. And they just give me the sauce for free anyway. But I have to kick off every time, yeah? And I'm like, why are you making me kick off? Just give me a sauce, man. I just spent £8-9 in here. Give me that sauce.
It's going down in the commandments. It's going down in the commandments, bro.
Put it down in the
If you charge for sauce, anyone.
You're done.
Let's go down.
I'm being serious though, man. It really winds me up.
Me too.
What the fuck, man? Like the sauce now for one of these big fucking chains, it costs them 0.00000001p. for a fucking little tub of minor sauce that doesn't even last for more than two dunks of chips in there anyway. And you're charging me fucking, I don't want ketchup. I don't want mayo. I want fucking curry sauce. I want the fucking sweet and sour, sweet chili sauce. And you give me that shit with the meal, you motherfuckers.
We're talking about a mix of sauces, bruv.
We want those exotic dips. I'm sorry,
like curry sauce.
Yeah. I'm sorry, man. You shouldn't be charging for that shit. And I don't know why people put up with that. Because every time I kick off and every time they give it to me for free. Because they're like, let me chat to the manager. Every time I say, let me chat to the manager. Because they always go, oh, no, sorry, I can't give it to you. No, it's 40p. Look, the camera. They always point to the camera. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't give it to you. Like as if I would, if I could, but I can't. I'm like, just go get the manager. And then they go, oh, no. And they give me a fucking sauce. I'm just give me the fucking sauce in the first place, you prick.
So what's the commandment? If you charge for fucking sauce,
you're a waste man. That's it.
Waste man.
That's it. And if you see us, either Theme or Amber, come in, immediately give us sauce. Don't even wait for us to ask for it. You give us sauce straight away.
Yeah. I like in this. I've got like a six hardcore written down now.
Okay, good.
No biting allowed.
The sauce one is an hardcore one.
I like no biting allowed. No complaints. That's no retreat, no surrender.
Yeah.
If you don't listen to Almshouse, you don't exist. Don't chuck it.
Yeah.
Almshouse batters everything.
Yeah.
And if you charge for sauce, you're a nonce. Yeah. Okay? A waste man. You're a nonce.
That's it. Straight up nonce.
Yeah. Bun your shitty.
No, for real though. I'm being like on a real man. Like I'm sorry, this shit has gone too far, man. People are accepting this shit. Like, oh yeah, it was just the way it is now. Nah. I bought a meal. You're giving me sauce with my meal. Motherfucker.
Oh,
I'm sorry, that shit winds me up, man. Should we do graph critique or what, man? What are you saying? We're good for time.
I'm just remembering about Allow Your Shitty Munch. I might have to tell you about Allow Your Shitty Munch.
Yeah, go for it.
It's quite a joke. Do you remember Skip? He came to my wedding, yeah?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, salute Skip, yeah. Man.
Salute Skip, bruv, yeah. He used to have this thing.
He was at the Chase and Status thing as well, the launch for Badadan. Remember, he came through.
Yeah.
It was good to see him, man. Big ups.
Yeah, big up Skip every time. He's a dangled Don.
Shit.
No questions asked, bruv. No questions asked.
Yeah, don't be asking questions. Yeah, go on.
What was I saying?
Something about shitty munch.
Allow your shitty munch. So we used to bowl down Hammersmith High Street into Chiswick High Street and go to West Kebab, yeah? You know, yeah. Back in the days in the 90s when you were just getting pissed.
Yeah, you know the original West Kebab was here, near where my house is, man. And then they opened one in Chiswick later on, like down on that King Street or whatever it's called.
This is a massive claim that you're making.
No, 100%. I'm making this.
This is a massive claim.
And also, you know what's...
West Kebab was the first one, was in Ealing.
No, it was on Pitshanger. Yeah, Pitshanger Lane, man. I used to go there when I was a youth. And they used to give me bear sauce without even a question, man. They didn't even talk about money for sauce. The sauce was just on the house all the time.
So we're talking about back in the days when the sauce was on the house all the time.
And also...
onion vinegar, normal vinegar.
And I remember when they opened the one in Chiswick, and I remember going there because we used to go pubs in Chiswick. Sorry to interrupt your story.
What, was it the same geezers?
No, but they looked exactly the same. They were all related. And I used to think...
They're all related, bro. Yeah.
And you know what's more fucked up? We used to say there was... this is kind of fucked up. We used to say there was a tunnel that connected them both. Yeah, the Pitshanger one and the Chiswick one. And it was lined with Jiggy Jiggy sauce. Because they always ask, like, when you win a burger, they go, you want Jiggy Jiggy sauce?
Jiggy Jiggy sauce.
And so they lined the tunnel with Jiggy Jiggy sauce. And they used to just shoot. And they're like, you know, you'd never know which one was going to be where, you know? Anyway, salute West Kebab, man.
Fuck me, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I've had many of
they're good
argument
as well.
With a bird or a fight outside all the classic growing up shit I've had outside West Kebab.
Oh, West Kebab was my jam, man. They good, decent food, decent prices, free sauce, you know, can't go
West
wrong.
West Kebab was your jam.
Yeah.
Free sauce, man, motherfuckers.
Go on.
Skip used to have Allow Your Shitty Munch, yeah.
Yeah.
So I must have got KFC. I think it was a KFC. I think that's where it first happened. And he used to do shit to like get Browns or get a zoo or get something. Skip, only if you do this, yeah? Then I'll be like, you know what I mean? I can't. That's how it used to be. And we were walking down the street. We were pissed coming home. And he was trying to get KFC off me or something like that. I can't remember even now what it was from. I'll have to ask him. But I said, only if you go in there, yeah? Because we tried to get munch in the shop or something, and he didn't give us the munch. So we're outside, and I said, only if you go in there, yeah, and say, allow your shitty munch, yeah, at the top of your voice. You have to go in there and fuck.
To West Kebab?
Scream. No, I think it was KFC.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Where it started.
Yeah.
And, KFC had like stamped that, yes, near Ravenscourt Park.
Yeah.
I don't even know if it's there anymore. This is back in the
day. The one by Hammersmith, there was one towards, yeah, between Ravenscourt Park and Hammersmith. I'm pretty sure there was a KFC there. But yeah.
I'm just sure it was, I don't know.
Anyway.
But I think it was KFC. So he's like, yeah, fine. And he goes in there, yeah.
Yeah.
Opens a door. And I said, you have to go to the fucking counter and scream it in their face.
Just allow your shitty munch.
Because I knew he was there. But you have to go fucking militant.
Yeah.
Fucking go out to them and go, allow your shitty munch.
Yeah. And you're outside the window just cracking up.
Yeah, all of us. Yeah. All of us are going there. Because he's like, yeah, all right, I'll go in. Because whatever it was, he wanted to do it, to get something.
Mm.
So he goes in there.
It's like a death.
Allow your shitty munch.
Yeah.
And then from then on,
I can imagine him doing that
quite a few times.
I can imagine him doing that as well. Because he's quite a tall, big dude as well, man.
Yeah, and he can shout loud, man.
Yeah.
Next time you go in there. And then I think it happened at West Kebab as well.
Okay. Oh, they would have fucked him up. You want to be careful.
So all the times coming home pissed, anytime you're getting a kebab or anytime you're just coming home pissed anyway or anytime everyone would go in there.
Yeah.
So there's many a chance when you could get him to say, allow your shitty munch, and it happened a few times.
Yeah. So it became a thing. It's like a reoccurring thing now, yeah?
Allow your shiz. No, but it's back in the day.
Yeah. Just catching just jokes.
We can get you to do something if you say, allow your shitty munch.
Yeah. Oh, man. I remember as well back in them days, man, you know, you'd get people like they'd want something like, oh, sort me a reach on the zoo or, you know, something minor like that. And you go, OK, I'll do it, but you got to do this. And then like, just
remember like a B's and a C's on a zoo. Right? No, yeah. He's got C's on the zoo. Imagine having C's on the zoo.
C's on the
zoo. Like it's going around.
Let me explain that.
He's got A's because he built it. My man's got A's because he built it.
People might not understand this, yes. There's people who didn't grow up in West London who might not know about this. Or maybe they have a different lingo.
Well, grow up now and there's weed all over the place.
Yeah, so but do they still use that lingo?
Surely everyone's got their own.
That's what I'm thinking, because I can't even remember last time I like had to pass a zoo. Everyone just has their own weed now. But like back in the day when we're all sharing, like standing, you know, past the dragon or whatever, we used to like two toke pass it. So you like make the most out of the zoo. Everyone gets a couple of tokes and you pass it round.
Everyone had to hold it in until it comes round again.
Or as soon as someone...
Have you ever played part of that hold it in? And you're like, yeah, I've played hold it in. Like, give me a bring-ins, bruv. Just sit in the circle. Or we'd get in for your...
Or we'd all be sitting in the park and then we'd like no one will have any weed, but then we'll know someone's coming who has weed on him. Yeah. And as soon as that person is within earshot of us, I'm like, hey, B's on the zoo, like that. Yeah, and then someone else like, C's on the zoo, like before you even say hello, yeah. And so like you're like, oh, you claimed it already, and that means the beginning. Obviously, whoever rolls the zoo gets the target and gets the A's, and then the second person gets the B's, and then the third person gets the C's, and then maybe there's enough for a roach for someone. Else.
Some C's, yeah. And then that geezer, oh my days, there was a geezer at Richmond College.
Or it'd be also with cigarettes after school. I remember
he was called John Lokes or John Roach. We turned into Last Tokes. Last Tokes, yeah. No, he was a dickhead. Fuck. Last Tokes.
Yeah.
So but there's not going to be a D's. There's going to be a Last Tokes. You're like, no, man. I was fucking wanting. You should get the Last Tokes.
Yeah.
Tiny bits on top of the roach.
But I remember as well.
That would become a diss. You'd become John Lokes.
Yeah, John Lokes. That's
John
that's
Lokes last Tokes, bruv.
I never had that, John Lokes. Because obviously I didn't
you
know.
You must have heard John Lokes.
I don't know, man. Maybe.
But... Everyone was saying John Lokes. For Last Tokes.
I remember, even with cigarettes, like I'm talking when you're young, I'm talking 13, 14, someone will have a cigarette. And then they'll be like, oh, sort me a saves on it. Oh, sort me a, you know, saves. Twos on it. And then someone who was really stingy would be like, nah, you can have a Brixton saves. You remember the Brixton saves was when it reached the writing at the bottom of the cigarette, when it hit the B&H bit. That's when you pass it on. That's a Brixton save.
Oh, my God.
You remember that shit.
Oh my, that's good in the commandments, bro. Yo, Brixton
get,
saves.
You get Brixton saves, bro.
You are a Brixton saves.
What? Yeah, you can Brixton put that in a saves. Lyric. Put that in a lyric, man. You know,
Brixton
somehow.
Saves. Yeah, but only a few people would even know what it was. Mate. You have to write it beforehand to make it clear and then say he's a Brixton saves.
All right, party people, we're going to go and do some graffiti critique right now. Every now and again, people send in their graph for us to critique. We're running low, party people, so please send us yours on the DMs, on the Instagram, at almshousetoyourmumshousepod, or email us almshousetoyourmumshouse@gmail.com. All the links are below. People aren't sending anymore, man. You got to send us some, man.
Much of a pussy.
Don't be a pussy. Send them in. We're going to take the piss, but it's all in the name of love and jokes, man. Don't worry about it. Like, you know, you got it up in the first place, so it's all good. Theme, I've just sent you one on your WhatsApp, so have a quick look at it.
Jeez.
Yeah, have a quick look.
Where the geez Louise
was sent in by... I don't know. They didn't say if I should mention their Instagram, so I'm not going to mention their Instagram.
Just looking.
But this is a note. They said this note next to it. It said,
"But yo."
It said, "Sending you some stuff to judge. I know it's toy as fuck, but I'm on a year in." So this person's been writing for only a year.
More like a year out, bruv. Do you know what I mean? It's fucking hell.
It says, just for the people listening, it says plant, P-L-A-N-T. It's like a red
big
and orange.
Big up Robert Plant.
Red and like kind of orangey fill. It's got a black outline, no 3D, no shadow, no nothing. A little, like, well, I don't know.
Well,
do you want to call them highlights? Say? I don't even know if those are highlights or not. And there's like a lonely yellow star floating off on the left side. And they've mulched the wall. It's definitely in like some underpass somewhere.
Look at the dub on the next to him with the dog shit. Like, oh, fucking hell. The sea. It's just, this is like fucking a, he's mulched underneath it. Was it mulch underneath it? Or
yeah, it's like a peach coloured mulch or sprayed. Yeah, I don't know if that's, no, it is mulch. I think it is mulch. If you look on the left hand side, it's a, you know, he's definitely rolled that on. Or she, I don't know. Oh, yeah, I don't know if it's a he or she.
It's so Jared the Plant.
It's where to even start with this one, man? I mean, again.
Yo, man. What did he say?
I don't know if it's a he
week,
or a
he's
she.
He's a week in. A year in.
It looks like a week in, but no, a year in. And year. They know it's toy as fuck. So.
And they know it's toy.
Yeah. Which is obvious.
Well, yo, this is toy as fuck because, you know, you can't have the L and the A, yeah, because the L and the A, I don't know if you've done the L going right across the A to make it seem like that's the part of the middle of the A.
Yeah.
Or if it just covers it completely, because you've only basically got like that little tiny, there's barely any outline in the middle of the A, and I don't really know what's going on.
You know what?
The L shouldn't come over it that much because the N doesn't come over the T that much. The P doesn't come over the L that much.
Yeah.
You've done one little doodah on the left of the P, which isn't, you know, it's boring and straight. And barely
there's one on the
there.
Right of the A as well, if you see. There's one on the left of the P, one on the right of the A going over
suddenly
the N,
over the letters.
But it's, no good.
But the A is really like fucked you up there, basically. Because there's no way of telling them what it is. So either have it nicely in the middle of the L and the N, or define it more. Because, you know, it's got nothing.
It's kind of halfway, like it's trying to be a throw up like style, but it's not a throw up style at all.
Yeah, there's no shadow.
You know, like,
is there a little bit of shadow?
No, there's no shadow. And the outline is very uneven. You can see, you know, you can tell they've, you know, not had much practice. There's no, like, some bits are thicker than others, but it's not like in a shadow way.
I'll tell you the best bit about it.
Go on.
Is the highlight on the P.
The highlight on the P. No, my favorite bit is the fade. They've faded quite well. The yellow fading into the red or orange or whatever. It's a nice fade. It's a nice gradual fade. I like the fade in it. That I'll give them that. You know what I mean? Yeah or no? Do you agree or no? Just the fade. Like, I'm not talking about the letters or anything like that. I'm just saying how
you
it
know,
fades.
I'm the certified fade champion.
Yeah.
I mean,
look at that fade in the bottom of the L. That's a nice gradual fade, like you know, the fade. And fading is, you know, I remember as a kid when I first started, I didn't even know how to fade. I remember
it's not as good as the highlight in the P.
You know who it was who taught me how to fade? It was in the Grundy, and it was this kid in my school.
It was Asia, and they were smoking Zoots with Praise.
It wasn't,
and we went to Brazil, and in Brazil.
It was literally, it was before Asia and all them lot. I'm talking when I was 13, maybe even 12. I can't, you know, this is early on. I hadn't faded yet. You know what I mean? So this is an early, early thing. And I was down
this
in the
ground. Fuel grunt. Telling you this.
No, it was a kid who went to my school who didn't do much, but he wrote Drase, D-R-A-S-E. And he didn't really paint much. He painted a few things in the Grundy, a couple things maybe somewhere else. He was halfway decent. He was like 2, maybe 3 years older than me.
Big up Drase,
yeah. And like, but he kind of was artistic, and I remember seeing
a little bit close to Dre though, yeah.
Oh yeah, like I said, I can't even remember more than like a few pieces of his, you know what I mean? It's not like he was out there guy. But down to the Grundy, he was painting, and I remember watching him paint, and I remember asking him, like, how do you fade? And he was like, yeah, it's like this. And he just showed me, turn the can at an angle, and then, like, you know, make sure it's even. And I remember him talking me through it, and I was going, all right, okay, because I had no fucking idea how it was done. And he even told me, like, don't try and fade, well, unlike Plant here, he said, like, you know, don't try and fade too, like, contrasting colors. Like he was like, try and find colors that match and that will fade. And dude schooled me, man. I was like, I never forget that, man. But I rate this fade on here. Can I say a little couple things about what I think about this? Yeah. Obviously, I'm going to say the same thing I say to most of the people who send stuff in. Keep it fucking simple. And now you might look at that and go, well, I can't get much simpler than that. Yes, you can get simpler than that. Yeah. Like my man Theme said, why is the L some weird, crazy shape and it's going way over the A and the N is like mad skinny in the middle and the T has got like fucking is like anorexic or something in the middle. It's got like a waistline to it. Like, why the fuck, man? Match.
All what kind of reach is that as well? Plant.
Plant, I don't mind plant. I mean, whatever.
I'm not a plant.
It's maybe a couple too many letters, maybe, you know, five letters.
A word is a bit too much. Definitely.
But when I say keep the letters simple, I'm talking learn how to do capital straight fucking letters. Look, right now I'm going to show you an example of a fucking, what I mean by keep it simple. Yeah. Okay. You're not going to fucking get on the front page of UK Frontline magazine with it. Okay, but this is, you got to learn how to do that first. Learn how shadows work first. Then learn how highlights work and where you're supposed to put them. I see plant here got the general gist of how to put highlights, but you haven't put them in all the right places. You've missed out like 50% of where the highlights should be. You've not put them even in.
Why is there no 3D and or shadow or anything?
Because they're not confident enough, obviously, to know where it goes. And that's fine, but start with simpler letters. And then learn about 3D, learn about shadow, learn about highlights. But learn how to do simple straight letters. And then another thing I want to say about this.
You know how much the highlights can help with your shadow and the shadow can help with your highlights?
Yeah, kind of work against each other. They're like opposites. Yeah.
That's why the best thing about this thing is the highlight in the P. It looks like they haven't done it, but it looks like it's been done with a beautiful New York cap. It's a bit fat at the beginning, perfect round the line of the inside of the P. Gets a bit thinner towards the end. That's the best painting technique of the whole thing.
But that was definitely like the done. L. It wasn't done on purpose. That was just.
Yeah, I know, but I'm trying to say those are the kind of things that's actually good.
You're right.
That looks like can control.
You're right. You're right. And also, talking about can control on this plant, okay, obviously they've only been doing it a year, and plant, big up and respect for getting it up there. This isn't, we're not trying to like dishearten you. You know what I mean? Genuinely, I'm not
trying to dishearten
you. But I can tell.
You're still planty.
Talking about can control, yeah, you can spot like anyone worth their salt in this game who's been doing it all long enough, you can see a confident line. You can see when someone does a line with a spray can and you can tell they did it with intent, they did it with meaning, and they did it purposefully, if that makes any sense. Like you can tell when a confident line is being done, or if you look at this plant, how it's thick and thin, they've gone over the line like 20 times. When you don't have to go over the line 20, it should just be one line. And if you want to make the line thicker, boom, you do another line next to it to make it thicker. Simple. And if you're confident with your line, you can spot that from a mile away. And that just comes
exactly
with practice.
Why the highlight on the inside of the P is good.
And then look at the highlight at the top of the L and how unconfident that fucking thing is. And it's wobbly. And there's a little bit in it where
they
just like jibbed out. And you know what I mean? So again, it takes, you know, it takes practice, but just, if you have simple straight letters, then it's easier to practice that shit. When you do weird, like wobbly letters,
send one
like
in with any shadow or 3D.
Huh?
Didn't they? Didn't plant send another one?
They actually.
Did they all have no shadow in 3D?
Oh no! Wait, hold on. They sent another one, yeah. But yeah, it's even worse than this one, man. I'll send it to you now, man. Actually, this one is quite jokes.
Because to be fair, Maddie will always pick the worst one.
Yeah, but this one
that could be a commandment. Your graph in, yeah. The worst one's getting picked.
It was hard to pick the worst one in this one because this one's pretty damn bad as well, man. There you go. I've sent it to you now. This one has a yellow 3D. It's got a green and light green fill with little blue bits going through it. Black outline.
This guy or girl really thinks they're doing something with the L's going into A's, isn't it?
Yeah. And then
but shit, son.
And then they got 3D. They attempted a 3D on this one. And to be honest, the 3D,
I'm just looking.
It's terrible.
but it's correct.
It's correct enough. Ish, but
what's the, you know what I mean? This is more like a logo.
It's not even a logo, man. This is just
the way that A is. The A for me is much shorter than the other letters.
Yeah, it's just terrible, man.
Especially the right line.
If you're going to have a line going in the middle for the dot of the A, then you have to do the same with the P. You can't have the P have a 3D in the middle bit.
Listen, if you're doing nice, easy letters like you're saying, yeah, do you know how nice it is to join an L into an A?
Yeah.
That is nice.
Well, yeah, you can do it, but I'm not into L's in the middle of a word, to be honest. I think those are difficult because of the negative space. You know what I mean? But whatever. I mean, you know, there's definitely people out there who can do it well. I'm just not into it. I can see the difficulty there. But listen.
This, if you can't paint, this reach kind of fucks you up because the P, they've come out like comes out quite a lot to the right. The L for them comes out too much to the right. And then they get a bit prang about the A. Then they're like, finally, I can do the N. You know what I mean? I take off a bit of doing like an actual letter. And then the T's like gone smaller as well.
Yeah, but the N is like Frankenstein with like, it's got the top right bit is just like some next bit. Like I don't get it. The T is okay, maybe the T is kind of
what bit's got Frankenstein, you say?
You see, on the top of the top right of the N is light green and the rest of the N is dark green, but they've sectioned it off with the outline and done a black line going through it.
Oh yeah, they've not done that.
Oh, they did it on the L as well, in the middle of the L. I just noticed that. But oh man, just keep it
simple. The A reminds me of like some old Sega game or something, you see, like it's in blocks.
Yeah, I mean,
I can't remember what that is.
All right, theme. I'm done talking about plant now, man.
Big up plant. Big up planty, yeah? Planty plant.
Now, for real.
Keep planting in your garden.
Genuinely, though, big up plant. Thank you for sending that in. I genuinely appreciate that.
Yeah, big up the plant.
Much love and keep at it, man. And maybe down the line, send us another one. Like, you know, if you think that you've improved a bit, then send it in and we'll review that one as well. So that would be cool to do. And that goes for anyone else who's sent stuff in the past. Mm-hmm. It's been a year now. We've been doing this podcast for a year. So maybe you've improved a bit, man. So let me know.
Or maybe you'd rather bend over with a fucking stick running about trying to hit a ball in the net like hockey, bruv.
Dusty, yeah, maybe.
Dusty mug.
Theme, let's do one more. All right, here you go.
Another graph. Another critiquings, yeah? Beautiful.
A sketch, though. This is a sketch.
It's perfectly acceptable to send in a sketch.
And it's from back in the day as well. This is a friend of mine who sent this in. Have you got it?
Yeah.
All right, this is a proper wild style sketch. So I want to see if Theme can even read this motherfucker. Can you read it?
I'm trying to read who these mans are.
I think this is from, the late 90s, but my man will correct me if I'm wrong.
First of all, I first thought, this has got to say Asia. Then my first eyes were like, the first milliseconds, you're like, yo, this has got to be an Asia piece.
That's close.
I used to love those pieces that this reminds me of those like kind of A-Y-E-A-E-R-S-H-E-E-R ones, so, outlines that I've seen.
Theme, when you saw those Asia, like wild styles that Asia used to do, this is my man, he's in VFL, and him and Asia.
The nozzles coming out of the thing are sick.
Listen. This is this is from that era, yeah? And this is my man. He's in VFL, and he was painting with Asia, and they came up with these styles together. These Praise and Asia and this dude, they came up with these styles together. So he was part of that, man. So, yeah, have you made out what it says yet or not? Anyone at home get it?
K-A-S-K-O-R-E-R.
You got a couple of the letters right, but no. It says
the first letter is not a T.
T is the first letter. Then it goes to an A. Look, it's not an H. This going up to an A, man.
Yeah.
I know it goes over the top, but that's an A.
No. It definitely looks like an H, bruv.
Nah. T A.
Nah.
Then it goes.
If you want to make sure that
Then it goes into a B. T A B.
Tabasco.
Yeah, there we go. Tabasco. Shout out, my man, Tab. He's an ill. He did a lot of graph back in the day. He doesn't really paint anymore that much. I know he loves it still, and I'm still egging him out to paint. You know what I mean? He came out for the Devise when we did a thing for Devise because we both knew Devise back in the day. So he came out, did a VFL dub for the Devise thing. But he painted a lot back in the day, but now he makes beats and he's a DJ. He's scratch DJ. Yeah, J1200.
No, I love this fucking outline though, man.
It's an ill outline, no? I always loved that one too, man.
This is like the sort of outline that when I was growing up, you see like in the bigger boys' books, you know what I mean? You're like, yeah. Fucking hell, did you see that shit? Fuck me.
So imagine, I'm a kid, and that was in his sketchbook. Those are the sketches that I was looking at as like a 16, 17, 18-year-old watching Asia Praise and Tabasco and who else was back then, man? Fucking all them boys, Mean and fucking all them lot. I was watching their graph books going, fucking hell. And they were telling me, keep it simple, kid. Slow it down. You know what I mean? Learn the letters first because they had the letter structures. If you break down and take away all the little doodads and extra bits that they've put on this wild style and just look at the letter itself, the T, the A, the B, the A, the S, the K, the O, and the E, the letters stand by themselves. And then the extra stuff is just extra. You know what I mean? So
that's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. You got to have a foundation. Yeah, the little.
And for me, the nozzles that are bending away, they look like magic mushrooms. It's all on some sort of mental.
Yeah, even. But no, shout out my man Tabasco, man. And you know what? Right now, he's been making beats as well. Because his brother, he's got a brother, Mr. Shiver, who's a DJ and part of the Unsung Heroes. Unsung Heroes is a hip-hop duo from, they did a classic album in the year 2000 called Unleashed, which was Insight and Shiver. But Shiver's brother is this guy, Tabasco. He is now in a group called Pyraminds. And they've been releasing music recently.
I listened to it.
I sent it to you, and I'm going to play a tune from theirs.
He sent it to me as well.
Probably, because they're on it. It's basically Pyraminds is three guys. My man Tab, aka J1200, and then
That's Tabasco, the geezer in there.
Yeah, and Insight, aka my man Bradley, who was one half of Unsung Heroes, and also DJ Thor, doing the cuts and production as well. So they all three of them.
DJ
Thor. So they've released a couple of tunes now. This tune I'm going to play here, Pyraminds, I'm going to put the link below as well. So please go show some love. It's called Now You Know with fucking Gore-Tex. Oh shit, hold on.
What's that? The Uber, yeah? Oh, your Maddie's KFC's come at the door, bruv. Maddie's getting his caves. Oh, tell them, your shitty munch.
Allow your shitty munch, you motherfuckers. Yo, Pyraminds crew, this tune is called Now You Know. It's featuring Lord Goat, aka Gore-Tex from Nonfiction, Copyright MC, and Starving B from the US. I think Connecticut and Starving B's from New York.
I'm Starving B.
Yo, they've got a project they're building up to. I think they've made an album now that they're going to be releasing. But this tune is out right now. It's called Now You Know. Yeah, Pyraminds crew. But yo, I was thinking we go off on that tune. We go out to that tune, Themos. Is that cool?
I love that name. I'm Starving B.
Yeah, Starving B.
He's on the microphone, me. You see, I'm Starving B.
He's ill. I'm going to play it. I want us to listen to it now because it's dope, man. Pyraminds crew, all right? I'm going to put the link below. Please go support. Hey, check them out, man. They got loads of new shit coming out soon as well, man. So big up them lot. All good, big theme? Big up them lot,
man. Yeah, man.
Yeah, we go out.
What happened to all the? Sometimes when I'm around, or when I'm hanging out with you, there's some mad sort of nice beats, Frez beats, and
yeah.
I was asking you the other day, where's all the beats? Because I'm sure you've got.
I sent you some mixtapes, not beats, but I sent you mixtapes.
Yeah, mixtapes, but remixes, no? Like you guys do remixes.
We do loads of shit, man. I'll tell you what, I'm gonna put a link.
Find that shit. That's what I'm saying. You should tell me on this shit and then other people can see as well.
You know what? On our SoundCloud, Tarbush Records, we've got
a bunch of stuff. Yeah, because that's where I was.
Yeah, but there's a lot of playlists on there that of like beat battles that we've done. So you might get lost in the shuffle. But if you go to the SoundCloud Tarbush Records, which I'm gonna put the link below, and then at the top press tracks. Then it will only do all the tracks that we've uploaded. Okay. And then you can listen to them. That's the
kind of shit I'm looking for when I'm trying to,
but
chill.
But a lot of them are quite old. We've not uploaded anything that new onto there. Obviously, on the Scheme episode, I uploaded, I played that Frez remix, but that was from a while. That was from a couple years ago. But yeah, we got loads of shit in store. We have a tub.
It was still nice, though. That was nice.
It was dope, no? And yeah, Ski was feeling it, man. But yo, hang on anyway, theme. Let's check out this tune, Pyramids. But we out, party people. Thank you. Episode 55. Arms House to your mother.
And again, again,
house.
Again, again,
you again. Son of a bitch. I'll bring arms house to your mom's house. Pyramids.
This is the one I heard.
Yeah.
Non-fiction.
Sacrament, back is Baphomet, booze and cannabis. Can't see home when you're anarchist. Keep the work in the mattresses. Young Abraxas, got fiends every day. Hit the Baptist, Ted Jackson, call my connect, way out in Aspen. Bags like Louis Anderson, powdered like Pete Sampras. Passing bundles out old campus. Been a maniac since the Pampers. Blood yoga, camel fatigues, features like Gene Hackman. Korean action, I'm in the league with the meanest bastards. A sheet of acid on my dashboard, call me Hash Lord. Shells in my luggage, straight to the airport. The demigod, body parts sauteed in my Jansport. Make bitches dance to get more Molly. Lucifer's tomb, the activist is Gore's hobby. Pints in the lobby, I get them like zombies. Ashkenazi plug, Barbie the brain in the newest Bugatti. Matching sweaters like Cosby, you pussy like Potsy.
Understand the flow, ill. Listen, listen. Freddy Krueger sweater, Beretta and a German Luga. Precise word maneuver, herb mover, suburban intruder. Verbal machine gun reppin', ripping your weapons. Like ripping skip when I get in the session. Let this be a lesson. Become a chalk outline on the board, walk outside. Keep your door locked with a board prop clockwise. Pop my spinach like Popeye. Leave cockeyed, walk lopside. Limpin', I'm baked like chicken pot pies. I make my living off mics like Barry Gordy. Motown shared the glory, watch me fuck shit up like an aerial orchard. Parents dare to support me, download my album and share with your shorty. Shortly she'll be asking you, where is the 40? Prepare the guillotine, got my glove, I'm feeling mean. Be killed or leave, you're not my love like Billie Jean. The herb that's in my Optimo is worse than what a Rasta smokes. You heard me spit a whack verse, that's probably an imposter, folks.
Understand the flow ill. Listen, listen, listen.
Playlist. I see an unemployment line. Miss me with your pointless rhymes like appointment times. That type of fuckery could never be conjoined with mine.
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?